And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. It's coming up to 2 minutes past 10. I should be joined on the line now by Dunica Maguire. Good morning to you, Dunica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Getting into work, unfortunately.
Like us all. Anyway, Dunica, scale new heights. Tell us all about this and the challenge you're taking on.
Yeah, I suppose I work for a kind of a development organisation, Plan Ireland. So we're kind of we work overseas to protect and support children. I suppose for the last year or two, I've been talking about people, we should do this to help us out. And I suppose I decided just to do it myself. We've a really cool new adventure challenge up in Donegal this May and June for people to, I suppose, you want to support a charity, but maybe not do a long-term commitment.
Yeah.
And also do a bit of adventure, see a beautiful part of the country. So basically, myself and along with, I think, 14 or 15 other people are going up to just off Killybegs, Ardra. I don't know if you know what a sea stack is. It's basically a large vertical piece of rock sticking out off the coastline and the sea. And we're going to be basically paddling out, climbing up to top, viewing the beautiful Donegal coastline, and then kind of dragging ourselves back over a rope back over towards the coast. And so they're raising money fundamentally for the charity, Plan Ireland, but also just to maybe challenge ourselves and do something that you'd never do. You know, most people go over to Donegal and look at sea stacks. They very rarely ever climb them up. So I suppose I'm looking for people on the north side of Dublin to come and join me, make it a bit of a gang and make sure that there's plenty of dubs there.
Great. And Dunica, you're probably well experienced in this. If someone was thinking of doing this, would they have to get a lot of training beforehand?
No. I actually asked that question myself last week. Cause I do a bit of running, but I wouldn't be climbing much. And basically, we're very lucky that we're being partnered up with kind of a local adventure company up in Donegal, for the use of their word, Unique Ascent. And basically, when you arrive up in the day, I think the only thing, don't be afraid of heights. It's probably the one thing you have to be definite about. And be up for a challenge. And I thought you have to be physically fit. You know, you have to be able to, if you think about it, climb up a rock. Well, obviously, you're tied into things. We need to have a good bit of mobility. But Jen.
Now, hopefully, we should have Dunica back on the line there. Can you hear me okay?
I can indeed. I'm back. Right. I'm back.
You're back. You went off there climbing away. You're saying that we're talking about a challenge that you're taking on. I've never heard of this Dunica or the Sea Stack challenge, but you're saying it's quite high. So, how high are we talking about?
It's about 100 metres off the coast, so 300 foot. High enough.
Yeah.
We're not on the highest. They go up to 200 or 300 meters. Well, it's a medium sized one, so people they can, I suppose, scale new heights but not be completely worried about, you know, being a very high, you know. We're only about 300 meters off the coast. So we're very close to the coastline, and they'll only be a small group of people, so you won't be feeling like you're being pushed or rushed up rocks. There's plenty of time, and all day event. We stay overnight on Saturday night. We have a kind of a get together meal on the Saturday night where you get to meet new people from all over Dublin, but all over the country. And so it's just to maybe learn a bit more about our organisation, Plan Ireland.
And yourself, is this the first type of a kind of challenge you've taken on? It's the first time
doing
this?
Yeah, I've done, I suppose in the past I've done running challenges. You know, I've done the marathon, I've done half marathons, I've done a tiny bit of cycling. But this is the first one where I'm kind of at sea, I suppose, for use of a better phrase. But like, I've never done any climbing. I'm thinking back to when I was young, I don't think I liked hiking that much, so this is going to be something I have to deal with. And that's one of the reasons why I did it. So if you're kind of a bit wary about heights, but you're not totally afraid, this could be just a good way of shaking yourself out of it and doing it for the right reason, I suppose. And I think that's what will get people up to the very top. In fact, you are doing it for yourself, but you are doing it, I suppose, to help vulnerable kids across the world. So I think it's a really good reason just to scale new heights, I suppose, challenge your own fears and perceptions, and maybe just do something new for yourself.
That's it. Yeah, it's for yourself as well. You're challenging, as you said, maybe fears, Sadie, of probably, like you said yourself, heights and that. And it's good to have a challenge with yourself. But you're looking for Northsiders to come along, give you support Dunica.
We're very lucky. There's about 1,350 people on the north side of Dublin who regularly sponsor a child with us overseas. So we've a lot of support on the north side, and we're looking for some of them maybe to come and join us, but also for new people who want to do something new, support a charity, but maybe not do it kind of a long-term commitment. You know, it's a once-off, I raise my money and that's it. You know, and there's a lot of people looking to do that, and I think it'd be really good just to get a big gang of people from the north side. You know, I'm in Drumcondra, so I'd love to see some Drumcondra people or
surrounding areas even.
anywhere really on the north side. You know, all the way from Coolagh all the way over to Blanche, really. It doesn't really matter. Just have a big gang would be really useful. And it's all for a really good cause. Like we, a lot of people, we're the fifth largest NGO in the world, fifth largest charity in the world. So we have a massive reach across the world. We're working in 71 countries. And last year we helped 85 million kids. You know, so they're really, all the money that's raised goes to a really, really good cause. And I think it's really, really simple but easy way, but profound way of actually helping kids across the world.
Exactly. And if people haven't heard of Plan International Ireland, when was it founded? And tell us a little bit about the organisation itself.
Interesting enough, so in Ireland, we were founded in 2003. So we're about 13 years old at this stage. But Plan International, I suppose we're part of a global organisation. We were founded in 1938 during the Spanish Civil War. And it was set up, what's called as foster care. And basically, there was obviously, unfortunately, there was thousands of kids who were abandoned or orphaned during the Civil War. And basically, some very kind-hearted people in America and the UK decided, well, we need to be able to support those kids. Mm. So they sent money over, they looked after and made sure they went to school. And so over the last nearly 80 years, we've developed into a much broader development organisation, but predominantly working in, obviously, Africa, Asia, and Latin America, kind of making sure kids go to school, in particular girls, that there's proper water and sanitation, that when emergencies happen, such as Nepal earthquake last year, that we respond immediately, give people shelter. So we've broadened our scope, but fundamentally we are just about kids. You know, we are a child rights, children's organisation, so everything we do has a focus on kids, and recently a focus on girls, you know, to make, because we know that when you look after girls in a developing world, the entire community prospers. So that's what we've been around a long time, and we've changed those, but I think our central mission is looking after and protecting children. It still holds true today as much as it did in 1938.
Great. And Donegal, I know you say you're a global organisation, but Plan International Ireland, you know, people probably listen and say, well, what are you doing for the children here in Ireland? Is this specific?
We don't run programmes in Ireland. There's some excellent organisations in Ireland who are doing a lot of work, and we think we'd be just duplicating services if we try to replicate them. So we have a particular focus on children, I suppose, in low-income countries who don't have those types of domestic organisations to make sure that they go to school and they have the access, I suppose, to reach their full potential. That's kind of our mission, to make sure that every child can do what they want and reach their full potential.
I suppose giving them the best kind of thing, the best shot in life, and
I think it's about levelling the playing field for children. I think that's the best way of doing that is making sure that every child go to a school with good quality teachers, and that there's no pressure on them to drop out of school because there's a lack of income in the family. So we try and level the playing field, really.
Great. So if people are listening and they're interested in doing this challenge, how do they get in touch, or how do they get in touch?
Two very simple ways. Visit plan.ie/CSTACChallenge. Or plan.ie, you'll see it on the homepage, or just give us a call on 1800 829 829. There's always someone ready to talk to you, and we're also on social media, so you can find us on Facebook or you can find us on Twitter, just @Plan Ireland. Loads of ways to get in touch with us, and we'd be loved to hear from as many people as possible.
@Plan Ireland. And when is this exactly taking place in
month? Taking place, there were two different weekends. There's one in May, the 28th and 29th of May, and then June 18th and 19th. So whichever one suits people best. I'm doing the June one, but there's obviously, if May suited people better, they're more than welcome to do that one as well.
And how many people are you hoping to get taken part in this?
On each of the trips, probably 15 to 20. We don't want to do too much more, because then obviously there's delays climbing up the rocks and stuff. So we want people to have as much time and freedom just to go at their own leisure. But obviously, that's why we're going for smaller numbers.
Brilliant. Okay, well, Duncan, good luck with that. And maybe you'll come back on and let us know how you get on.
Definitely let you know. Thanks a million for your help.
And just once again, before you go, to remind people, if they want to take part in this, they can go on to plan.ie or give you a ring, even on 1-800-829-829.
That's the one. Thanks a million.
Okay, thank you, Donegal. Thanks for talking to us here today. Thank you.